Hi, and thanks for listening. This is Pete Sibley, and the following is a recording of PeteSibley.com. What happens when you arrive home from a long day of work, just wanting to get into your PJs with a good book, and instead, you're overwhelmed by a kitchen full of dirty dishes, kids asking nonstop questions, and knowing that someone needs to get dinner on the table? Listen as my wife courageously describes what happened to her in that moment in the kitchen. In this recording, Anne and I step into a process called the work. It's a simple tool of self-inquiry, many times with profound results. The work asks us to identify and write down our stressful thoughts and then ask 4 questions and turn the thought around. We'll get into that in more detail in this session. You'll hear me lead Anne through the process, including filling out a worksheet. This worksheet I'm referring to is called a Judge Your Neighbor worksheet, and it's available for free at thework.com. If you're interested in learning more about this process and how it might serve you, please visit PeteSibley.com. Now, I invite you to imagine yourself in this or a similar situation and listen as this beautiful, courageous woman takes a look at the reoccurring stressful thought, I'm not enough, and there's too much to do. Well, I love that you would sit here and do some inquiry with me. The intention to have it serve you and also to make this recording if it serves other people.
Yes.
So as someone willing to be vulnerable, what right now do you feel like it would be helpful for you to explore with inquiry, with the work?
I'm definitely experiencing that not enoughness coming up, which is really powerful to recognize that I feel that work life, personal life, feeling like I'm not enough, I'm not doing enough, but then feeling like I'm doing things all the time. So what I've come to know in doing this inquiry, doing this process with you, is that you do a really excellent job of helping me to slow down and to really kind of face this, knowing that if I face it myself, that I've had the experience already, that I can help change it. Change things for me, change my experience of the same things by, you know, just really kind of helping to delve into that not enoughness. And I've often not wanted to sit in the past and be still enough long enough. Right. And
thank you for that. And what I would what I noticed that came up for me is that I love that you would see that I could help you, but maybe where I see my role is just what you just said, as being someone who's just willing to sit and be perhaps a reminder that it's you, that, you know, this your willingness to sit and get still and allow what's true for you to come up. And that's really, it's powerful for me to witness that in you. So so my invitation using the work, using inquiry, is to see if there's a specific place that you can think of when this sense and or this feeling of not enough, I'm not doing enough, was coming up. Or maybe it was, like you said, I'm doing too much and not enough of the right things. Or maybe that was the essence. That's what I was hearing you were saying. Like, I'm doing too much, but at the same time, it doesn't feel like I'm doing enough of the right stuff. So does that sum it up for you.
Yes, you know what I love? Yeah, what I love about the work is that I don't even really have to think too much. Even like the way we're chatting right now.
Hmm.
Like I know as soon as we dive into it, I can just relax. And that the questions and answers are just going to be really simple.
Yeah. So when, maybe stick with my first question, when was a time that you were feeling this?
You know, I would say getting home from work last night and being in the kitchen. Being overwhelmed by dirty dishes and needing to make dinner. But there was part of me that just wanted to get into my pajamas and lay on a bed and read a book. But there's that underlying not enoughness that wants to... It seems like it would actually be really helpful to do a worksheet.
Right, yeah. And
start right in on a worksheet. Do you get that sense too?
Sure. So why don't we walk through creating a judge your neighbor worksheet, which would be, so you're standing in the kitchen. So I invite you to close your eyes, find yourself in the kitchen. There's dirty dishes, you're home from work, maybe kids moving throughout the house. And this particular evening, I know that Sam and I went out. So in that moment, what's the emotion and what's the thought that is coming up?
I'm frustrated because I want to stop and I can't. Frustrated because there's too much to do.
So from that place, what is it that you want from, let's say, your life in that moment?
Mm-hmm.
If that might be where the frustration is being aimed at, your life situation. What do you want from your life in that moment? How do you want it to change? I want
life to be easier. I want life to be less hectic. I want life to be neater, cleaner.
Okay, and again, standing in the kitchen, you're home from work. It's nighttime. From that place, in that situation, what advice would you offer life?
I want life to be more equitable, more tasks are spread out. I want life to not put everything on me. I want life to slow down. I want life to be filled with more fun things. To answer that, the advice.
Yeah. Yes, and I'll put it into shoulds and shouldn'ts. So life should be more equitable, should not put everything on me. Life should slow down. Life should be filled with fun things. Great, thank you for asking. So how are you doing?
I'm already feeling more relaxed.
All right, so we'll continue to create this worksheet. So statement number 4 on filling out this worksheet is, in order for you to be happy in this situation, what do you need them in this case, life to think, say, feel, or do.
I need life to give me a break. I need life to be more rewarding, especially financially. I want life to bring me something big and surprising through my creative ventures. You're doing a good job writing all this down.
Thank you. So I invite you to, again, stay anchored in that situation. Bring yourself right back there. And the reason why, you know, again, the reminder to bring yourself there is that was a much different mind, a much different and that was happening at that time at 5:30 at night after you've had a long day of work. Or maybe not a long day, but a busy day, a full day. And it's a much different mind that we're drawing these statements from than where we're sitting right here, right now, on this sunny day. So from that place, standing in the kitchen, dirty dishes, home, just home from work, what do you think of life in that situation?
Life is frustrating, unfair, overwhelming, out of control. Heavy. Life is messy. Unkind.
And then the final statement for our worksheet. What is it about this situation that you don't ever want to experience again?
I don't ever want to experience a dirty kitchen when I get home from work. That's only funny now.
And I'd invite you to close your eyes and really see if you can connect with that moment. What is it about that moment that you don't ever want to experience again? And a dirty kitchen is a valid response.
I don't ever want to experience the heaviness of life.
Now we have a worksheet on that situation written from that time and place of standing in the kitchen where you're feeling frustrated, you're home from work. And the sense that you're having is that you're not enough, you're not doing enough. And so when we write the mind on paper with this invitation, we hear that your first statement was, I'm frustrated with life because I want to stop and I can't. And there's too much to do. So I hear two different statements there, and is there one that for you in this moment seems to stand out?
There's too much to do.
There's too much to do. Okay.
I'm ready.
You're ready. So again, I invite you to find yourself in the kitchen mentally and let me know when you're there. Okay, Anne. First question. There's too much to do. Is it true?
Kind of notice my head sort of shaking back and forth between them both. There's too much to do. Yes.
Thank you. And again, for one and two, we're just committing to a yes or a no.
Okay.
So question number two. There's too much to do. Can you absolutely know that it's true?
Can I absolutely know that it's true, that there's too much to do? No.
Third question. How do you react? What happens when you believe that thought, there's too much to do?
I feel a little bit like a crazy person. I'm just so stuck there at the sink. I feel stuck. I'm annoyed. You know, feelings of resentment come up for me, wishing someone else would have already done this work before I got home. I'm feeling short-tempered. You know, I'm not feeling very clear or really, you know, connected to my body because, you know, on the way home, I just knew I was ready to really have some relaxing time when I got home. So I'm reacting irrationally.
I hear comparison. Maybe the image that you had in your mind driving home isn't matching reality in the moment.
I was picturing myself getting into my pajamas when I got home.
So does this thought bring peace or stress to your life? There's too much to do.
Definitely brings stress. Frustration.
So you describe some of the images that you see with this thought. Past and future. Any physical sensations that arise when you're standing in the kitchen and you're holding this thought, there's too much to do.
Yeah, my head definitely feels, I mean, almost like it's gonna explode. Like it just feels, I feel all over the place. And, you know, I can notice that, you know, even just that my ankles are sore holding myself up.
And then how do you treat the people in your life when you're in the kitchen thinking there's too much to do?
I'm not connecting. I'm not connecting with people in my life. And I begin to feel frustrated at them that they're not helping, they haven't, you know, helped already, they're probably not going to help. There's a whole onslaught of stressful thoughts surrounding that.
I hear not connecting. What does it specifically mean to you to not be connecting with people in your life?
You know, I'm not really talking to them. I'm not fully paying attention to what, you know, in this case, one of our kids, what they're actually doing in the house. I'm also, you know what, I'm just noticing that I'm criticizing their choices for what they're choosing to do. That's really interesting. Like they shouldn't be playing, or they, you know, they should get things done first.
And just notice, how do you treat yourself in that moment when you're believing there's too much to do?
Oh, I it feels very unkind. It feels almost, feels like it's like I'm punishing myself. I can see that now. I treat myself like I don't have other choices. You know, there's definitely more of a heaviness than a lightness.
So I'll ask you to really get honest with yourself. Are you punishing yourself in that moment? Mm-hmm. You said, it's like I am punishing myself.
I am. That's not a very comfortable thing to share, but I am. It's like you can't, it's almost like being some kind of parent, or, you know, having a parent kind of say, like, well, you can't do any of that stuff until you finish this.
So, self-criticism, or it sounds like in this case, it's kind of like a self-denial mechanism. So, what do you get? What's the payoff for holding this thought? There's too much to do.
Well, I can see that there's a little bit of a boost, like which seems weird, doesn't it? But, you know, it's like a martyrdom. I mean, I feel like, yeah, I've noticed that in the past. I can notice that here. Like, well, no one else is going to do it. I'm going to do it. Oh, you know, and it's also, it's actually a bit of motivation to stick with something like cleaning the kitchen so it'll be done. Won't go too late into the night.
Yeah, that's where I went with it. It's like, we believe that this will motivate us to get things done. And the invitation with inquiring is to really ask, is it true? Is it true that I need to beat myself up to be motivated to do the dishes? Is it...
Or beat others up, right?
Or, yeah. You know, that, and what I hear from you is that it doesn't feel good. It's a stressful thought, so.
Yeah, I feel very alone.
So let's see if we can get things done without, you know, because that's the invitation for me for the work, is that for 40-something years I've been using the self-deprecating, the self-denial approach to motivate myself. So I'm really curious and motivated by a new way. Can peace be a new way? Can kindness be a way to motivate? And in this particular case,
gentleness.
Being kind and might give you 10 or 15 minutes of quiet space, and then suddenly you see yourself singing at the at the dishes. But let's keep traveling. Let's find out. So the next question, who would you be without the thought? Who or what would you be without the thought? You're standing in the kitchen. You're home from work. Pile of dirty dishes, kids' backpacks lying there, and I'm adding this in because I'm mentally in the scene too.
Ants maybe crawling
in our kitchen.
Over the breakfast plates.
Who would you be in that moment without the thought, there's too much to do?
Without the thought, I just already feel that lightness and humor arising, you know, just really looking at the scene in the kitchen. Oh, and not feeling so sucked into it. So having a little bit more clearness that I'm a person. I mean, I actually now picture myself not right at the sink actually, like, doing the dishes and right at them. I picture myself you know, halfway across the kitchen, just looking at it with a bigger view without that thought. I just see dirty dishes.
And without the thought, are you okay right there in that moment?
Yes, I feel okay. I feel now a separation. That's kind of wild. Between the dishes, the mess, and me. I'm noticing before it was like just all wrapped together. Now I just notice me seeing the mess. Not being a mess.
And take a look again. You know, there's even an invitation. Is it...
being a mess.
Is it a mess? Being a mess, yeah. You know, when I close my eyes and I'm standing there in the situation, I notice that dirty dishes, if I'm not telling a story, sometimes dirty dishes can be a negative story. It can be a positive story. I can even think of a commercial where that's the case, where this person walks into a house of dirty dishes and a big smile comes across their face and they mentally go back to all of the fun and joy that brought them those dirty dishes.
Mm. Yes, that there's life in the house. That people are eating real food. I feel that power of the work. Thank you for walking me through that.
Yeah, thank you for your courage today. And thanks for being willing to share this with others.
And thank you for taking the time to listen and being kind with yourself on this life journey. For more information, please visit PeteSibley.com. Thanks.